One knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
We welcome you into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show, 25-23, our boys' halftime score, Madison leading Chase County. And now we're joined by victorious girls coach Bill Neinstedt of the Madison Bulldogs. His team victorious 56-44 to improve to 15-3. Coach, you had two players really shine through in Yolin Luthi tonight with 19, Jalen Wickley with 16 points. Obviously, got some outside shots to fall, but you guys looked pretty strong in that winning effort tonight.
Well, thanks very much. I thought we battled well. We weren't very good at attention to detail real early in the game. I thought from the moment we walked in, we were a little too casual for my taste. And, you hate to jump your team before a game, so I didn't. And but we've got to bring it every night. And I think Chase County, did a good job. Their defense is different. Probably unique even, and we didn't attack it really well. And then, the Wilson girl is such a good player. We just didn't have an answer for her.
And you guys do give up 30 points to Madeline Wilson, but you guys ran that full court, kind of the half court trap, and was able to generate 25 turnovers. And that was we mentioned it in our broadcast, having Yolin Luthi at the top of that trap with her length makes it pretty tough to get offense going for your opposing teams.
Yeah, she's a presence, and she's starting to play with more motor. She's such an incredibly nice person that sometimes, she needs to be kick-started a little bit. But she's started to figure out that she can be just a dominant defender. But tonight was a lot of give and take. Fortunately, we probably got a little more out of pressure than we gave up. But by using Yolin in those type places, it means that she's not there to challenge Wilson. So I don't know if I'd play them the same way a second time or not.
Now, you guys improved to 15-3, pretty much have that number one seed probably locked up in that Oswego sub-state with a three-game lead over Opie. Opie did win tonight, but only two games remaining on your guys' schedule. How beneficial would it be to have that first-round bye and get the additional, basically, week and a half off?
I will know after this all plays out, because with us playing our last regular season game on Monday, it means we won't play until the next Thursday, which is a long time to be without a game. So I don't know. We're a little banged up right now, and so from that standpoint, it'll be good for us. But it'll be a challenge, I think, to keep our kids fresh, fresh enough to play whoever we play in that semifinal game down in Oswego.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the victory. Good luck in your final two ball games with Linden and Colony Crest, and we look forward to covering you in postseason play.
Thank you very much, Michael. I really appreciate it.
That was head coach Bill Neinstedt. His team victorious tonight, 56-44, improving to 15-3. We'll take a quick break, get Ken Hansen back on the headset, and have continued coverage of the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-2000.